This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, when the totalitarians want to stop you, they certainly will try, won't they? But you know what? There's just too many of us liberty-loving Americans out there. They will not be able to stop the dream. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And if you'd like to email me, please feel free to do so. paul@a21r.com. .news. Boy, that .com thing. You got to get rid of that in your vernacular. a21r.com will get you to the email. Get you to the website. And agenda21radio.news will also get you to the website. My email is paul@a21r.com. So just remember that one. Now we'll get that all clarified. You think I'm a government official or something? Not really. Not anymore. Once was for 41 years, but not anymore. No, we are liberated here on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, a lot of things happening and a lot of concerns going on about what's going on in the Orville Dam situation. We're going to try and keep you up to date on that. And we could actually do that right now very quickly. The AccuWeather forecast for that area as we are talking right now. It says that there's going to be rain on the way, and they do have a big, large weather radar picture up there on the AccuWeather, and it says extended period of rain and so on over the next several days. Biggest storm of winter to unleash flooding rain in California at week's end. That story is still up there. It's been updated. This is a story that was out there 2 days ago, but it still holds true because it has been updated. This, of course, is known as a Pacific River of Moisture. And this is going to be something that the article that they have right now that's showing here on the most recent one that came out yesterday afternoon from AccuWeather. I'll read that because it's significant to everybody right now. It says Pacific River of Moisture to focus on flood threat. To focus flood threat on Northern California early next week. Now, my understanding, and I want to say this, is we're not out of the woods on this issue even right now before the rain comes in, and we've been talking about this. We've actually had some play on this over the last several days that because we don't think that given the track record, now I want to say this, given the track record, the leadership, the government officials, the leadership out there at Oroville have not been straight shooters with it. I think the sheriff of Butte County ought to be commended. I think he's doing the right thing. I think Cal Fire is doing the right thing, but you've got the water resources person who's basically answering to Jerry Brown. So therein lies the problem. Now, all you workers out there, this is nothing against you, what we talk about here. We know what you're doing. You're doing heroic work. I was up there. I saw the heroic work being done. I get it. So we're not. This is not a criticism of the work you're doing to save my house, by the way, that, you know, my studio's in my house. It will be wiped out in the case of what I'm talking about. And I don't want to be in it when it's wiped out. Excuse me. And so what we have, though, is a series of negligent acts by government officials that has brought us to this disaster. Now, don't you think we ought to question these people diligently? Especially in light of their latest action, which was a evacuation with moments' notice to evacuate over 200,000 people. Hello? Putting at risk 200,000 people, I might add. They give us a moment's notice to get out, thinking that the top of the dam's going to give away at the emergency spillway, knowing full well there's a possibility. My question is this, why didn't they give us 2 or 3 hours notice when they knew this was going to happen? Oh, we don't want to cause panic. Well, you know, let's see. Let's carry that out. They give us last-minute notification, and people are on Highway 70, Highway 20. They're going up high, now down south to 99, north on 99. But it's a traffic jam. Cars are stalled. They're stopped. What would have happened if the dam had breached then? To all those people out on the roadways, what do you think could have happened to them, ladies? Hello? How many people would have died? This is my point. Are we not thinking here? We just don't want to scare the public? Why would we rather kill them? That way they're not scared anymore, right? That's the government logic. Hello? I have a little bit more value for life than they do. And you should too. That's why I say always be alert right now. Listen and try and get the latest update and information you possibly can. Alternative media is the source. You have a lot of people, have a lot of good content, a lot of good information. You have people like, we rely on people that, hello, either are retired or still working in those units, and they know the truth, and they want to get the truth out. That's why we're giving this so much coverage. That's why we have to be, we are the government. They are not. They're supposed to be our servants, and when our servants are hiding from us, then everybody's at risk. And this is just the classic example of the malfeasance, the deliberate nature by which Jerry Brown has been diverting money, just like a thief, from one government program to another to keep California afloat. Now he's going begging for $1 billion here, $100 billion there from the federal government so that he can really just basically keep his government afloat at this point. Because California is bankrupt, thanks to Jerry Brown. Because remember, it's the socialists who have been driving business out of California for years now, destroying our education system for years now. Jerry Brown, he has signed and used money from Prop 1, which is designed to help with infrastructure, such as helping to preserve and make sure that places like Oroville Dam don't break down. That was Prop 1, 2014. Remember, $8 billion to Jerry Brown. Oh, $250 million of that, though, is going to be spent on tearing down the four dams along the Klamath River. Tearing them down! Sustainable energy, anybody? And right now, they're flooding those dams. I mean, because they're overcapacitated right now. Imagine what it would be like in that whole Siskiyou area if those dams were not there, or they collapsed, or were breached. And by the way, the technique, according to Debbie Bacigalupi, who's been monitoring that, who lives up there, who has a cattle ranch with her family, says the technique for taking the dams down, are you ready for this, is breaching. You know what that means? They're just going to blow up a big hole in each one of the dams and then let it drain. Let those dams drain. Listen, you take down a dam, you take down all the silt behind it. That has environmental... Listen, I'm an environmentalist, guys. And this is where my hat comes out. Why would they breach to destroy the environment? That's the way they think. But it's actually rewilding. You see, they want to get people off the wildlands and into stack and pack housing. And what they really want to do is use those wildlands for themselves, the natural resources for themselves. You see, that's the way the totalitarians think. That's the way Jerry Brown thinks. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Cool. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. You can also get to the website by going to just a21r.com. Make it real simple. It's just A as in Adam, the numbers 2 and 1, and R as in radio.com. That's the way it works. Anyway, so glad to have you with us, and I hope everything's safe for you. You're staying dry. We're about to be hit in Northern California with a huge storm. And again, those of you listening nationally, you can hopefully feel our pain that we're feeling out here. I know that the nation often has the disasters on the East Coast, much more so than the West Coast in terms of catastrophic disasters. But we're at the brink of having a natural, an unnatural disaster that totally could have been avoided had good governance reigned. And, of course, had people been in charge of governance and not turning it over to the so-called experts. Of course, constitutionally, that just doesn't fly if you understand the Constitution, especially from an originalist standpoint. I just want to bring that to everybody's attention. That's what Anton Scalia was all about. So we have the storm that's coming in, and the AccuWeather channel has we've got no links to it right now. Actually, the links are in the story that we have about the AccuWeather, and they're showing some pretty significant rainfall that's coming in, and this is going to be happening a little bit later on the week. It starts today. Basically, they've been pushed back about a day in terms of their estimates, but they do have a couple of maps that are very, very significant. It says Northern California is likely to be slammed again. And this is their latest from last night, late last night. It appears the heaviest rain from the storms will target the region at the start of next week. It says while the storms will bring the risk of mudslides and avalanches, the greatest threat to lives and property will be from flooding. There's a potential of 3 to 6 inches of rain to fall in the mountains below snow level from Sunday to Monday over the northern half of California, with 1 to 3 inches of snow over the Sacramento Valley. Locally, higher amounts are possible. It says, 1 to 3 inches of rain. The new dose of heavy rain combined with prior heavy rain this season will aggravate the flooding situation, and many reservoirs are full to capacity. That's a problem. That is a big problem. The reservoir is being full to capacity right now all throughout Northern California. And, I mean, I don't know, we have dozens of reservoirs in Northern California, all part of the water system, and they're full. A lot of them are starting to go over the top, if you will. They're in spillway mode, and certainly Lake Shasta is one of them. Now, a new article that's out on Breitbart, it's not written by our Chris Street, but it is out on Breitbart, and it's the article that is about, are you ready for this? This is about the Oroville Dam braces for rain, but is Shasta next? Is Lake Shasta next? And this is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not from California, you don't know the lay of the land, California being a very long state, the Sierra's off on the eastern side, and as you get up into Northern California, get into the Cascade region, the top of the Central Valley is where Redding, California is located, and that's exactly where Shasta Dam is. Shasta Dam, or Lake Shasta, is built at the base of Mount Shasta, a volcano. In California, we've got two pretty, fairly active volcanoes. One, Shasta is not really active right now, but Lassen is, which is not very far. These are the lit strain of volcanoes that go up, as I've talked about here on this radio show before, that goes up to what's known as the Pacific Ring of Fire, where you have two tectonic plates that come together, the Pacific and the Continental. And these plates come together and grind, and guess what? Every once in a while, lava comes up. And they explode, which is kind of interesting. Lassen exploded back in a century ago. Yeah, it did. There's pictures of it. It just blew up. And boy, you had large rocks being thrown for hundreds of miles around. Boulders. And if you go to places that might be 100 miles away and you check it out, you can run into some of these boulders. They're everywhere. Big boulders. Imagine if they fell on towns today after an eruption. Mount St. Helens, anyone? Remember that one? Pyroclastic you know, mud coming out. There's an explosion that killed a number of people. Yeah, I remember that when I was teaching science at the time, and some of our students lived in the area around that area. And it was amazing what happened. They brought a whole bunch of sand back and pumice back, I guess you can say, from the pyroclastic flow. Mount St. Helens, yeah, everybody remembers that one. That was back in the 70s, yeah. Remember seeing the videos and the pictures? Well, they didn't videos. Well, the big, thick videos. But we saw that, yeah. And you can check that out, Mount St. Helens. But, you know, we have this problem now up in Northern California in Shasta. Shasta is the biggest lake in California, one of the biggest in the world. And its water capacity, its capacity to hold in the reservoir behind Shasta Dam is in question. And that's what's coming up here now, that a whole series of dams and reservoirs, and Chris Street made this point with us on the Monday show about what is going on with these dams and these reservoirs and how in danger are they with this next rainstorm coming in, which is the one we're experiencing now. Are we going to have collapse of many dams or breaching of many dams because of overfilling of the reservoirs? That's a possibility. But Shasta would be another big game changer if something was to fail there. Now, I'm going to read the story to you, or parts of it, so you understand. It says officials, this is our officials now, state officials, that the ones that brought us this crisis to begin with, because their malfeasance and inability to maintain these dams have put everybody in danger in the Central Valley. That's really what it is. So, you know, if I sound a little harsh on these folks, it's because I'm about to lose my house if something goes wrong. Yeah, yeah, I am a little harsh, and I will be. But we need to be. We need to take all these people to task. They've failed us. In the name of environmentalism and trying to rewild the state, there's nothing more, in my opinion, that Jerry Brown wants is to destroy Oroville Dam. He loves that sort of thing. The environmentalist in him has just got to have it. Just wipe the state clean of human beings. So we can rewild, Jerry, right? Isn't that what you want to do up there and along the Klamath? He contributed $250 million so we could do that. The state could. To all those farmers and ranchers up there? That's Jerry Brown. He's got a record of wanting to destroy dams. He wants the destruction of the dams. He fits right in with all the other people. Did you know there's destruction of dams all throughout the West? This has been something the radical environmentalists have been doing. Wake up. That's why we do Agenda 21 Radio, to fight these people. Now, you see, it's not so far-fetched, and I'm not such a big lunatic after all. Of course, I don't worship the moon. But people say, what do you know? Blah, 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 blah. Well, it's kind of obvious now, isn't it? It's obvious now when you have the governor of a state who is supporting the tearing down of perfectly good dams. But there's nothing like a good flood to help expedite that, right? And get that rewilding program going, Jerry? We'll just kill a few hundred thousand Californians, but that's okay in your world, apparently. Based upon your, I guess it would be negligence, or was it deliberateness? The negligence that's occurred to all these infrastructure programs that you've had money to take care of over your, well, going to be 8 years in your office. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully you're going to resign. We come back from the break, we're going to break out this article so that you have some idea what's going on up in Shasta now, and potential other dams around California that are at risk with this new storm that's coming in. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And I'll be checking emails in the next break. So if you've got emails you want to send to me, you can do so right now. Remember, we're live on Red State Talk Radio, the biggest provider of digital radio in the world, Red State Talk Radio. And by the way, we're rated in the top 50 most influential and most listened to digital radio streams in the world here on Agenda 21 Radio. So many thanks to TalkStream Live, which, by the way, you can go and listen to Agenda 21 Radio on TalkStream Live. And usually we're in the top 10 of talk radio shows, the 85 top talkers in the nation. And it's very much a compliment to everybody's work here at Agenda 21 Radio and all of our listeners. And we really appreciate your listenership. And, like I said, it's been really, truly interesting set of circumstances that brought us to being in the top 50, which is really, I think, a very, very big honor for us here. Anyway, so getting back to the stories, the big stories that are going on right now, and of course, the biggest story is what's happening with Oroville. Then we're going to get into Donald Trump. I think that was something that was more than significant today in terms of what we're seeing from newsworthiness. There's a lot of things going on. We could talk about Flynn, but I think when we get into the next hour and we talk about what's going on with Donald Trump, it's a game changer. I think that news conference that he had yesterday was an absolute game changer, and I didn't get to see it live. I did listen to it last night. I decided I'd go to bed a little early, and then I said, well, you know, you need to listen to or at least watch this. So I turned on my mighty little iPad and was watching Donald Trump in action. I'm just it's amazing what I saw. It was basically a president taking back, you know, the presidency and not being run over by, as so many presidents have been, by being run over by regulators. And the regulators in the form this time of the intelligence services, which are totally in bed with the Obama administration. I can explain all that, especially when it talks about the CIA and the Homeland Security and all that. This is something that we've been talking about for a long time, and I'm glad that Donald Trump is taking them on, because our safety, nobody's safe in this country. Democrats, radicals, Islamists, nobody's safe as long as this intelligence agencies think they run the presidency. They think they're in charge. That is the heart and soul of totalitarianism, what's coming out of those folks, and Donald Trump is taking it on. Anyway, Shasta Dam is becoming a concern now, and Joel Polak has written an article. I know Chris Street has a couple articles that are coming out about the whole dam situation. We're trying to get a hold of him right now. For some reason, he's not responding. It says, Oroville Dam braces for rain as Shasta Lake next, is the article that Joel Polak put out this morning on Breitbart. California's troubled Oroville Dam is bracing for a new surge of water as a new storm system hits the Golden State. Now, remember, this is the news that's coming out to everybody else. And by the way, as you listen to this, and I'm going to read parts of this, you're going to hear, oh, things that we were talking about last week as this whole thing started to develop. I just find it interesting. Everybody was saying, oh, Paul, you can't be true about this. All right, can't be. But other people apparently are using my data or my data sources. Hello. And I'll explain that. It says, officials had hoped to lower the lake's level by 50 feet in advance of the new storms, but fell significantly short of that goal, only reaching 36-foot reduction by Thursday, according to local NBC News affiliates KCRA. KCRA is the station I put out to everybody to watch to see what's going on. I like what they're doing. They're straight shooters. They're not playing with your mind like the new, like the government is. And the government's trying to play with KCNR. They're not having it. They understand their responsibility to you and I as viewers, as citizens, and I appreciate that. That is a mainstream media station locally, KCRA, and they are doing a fantastic job. Still, officials lowered releases from the dam's damaged spillway from 100,000 cubic feet per second to 80,000 cubic feet per second, still far above the normal rate. The normal rate is 250,000 cubic feet per second. According to weather, you heard me, that spillway can handle that, but it's damaged. We know that, and I'll explain that. According to weather forecasts, a new atmospheric river or Pineapple Express, a storm sweeping in from Hawaii after picking up moisture over the warm Pacific Ocean, is set to drench the state starting Friday morning. And guess what? Here it is Friday morning, and we're being drenched. Some are calling the storm system a bombogenesis, a term referring to a sudden drop in atmospheric pressure from 24 millibars to 24 in 24 hours, the San Francisco Chronicle notes. AccuWeather is calling the storm the biggest of what has been a very wet winter season. So that's what we're seeing here. Oroville Dam is the highest in the nation, and its reservoir is the second largest in the state. On Sunday, officials evacuated nearly 200,000 people from the area downstream of the dam, fearing that an emergency spillway could fail due to erosion, sending, now here's the salient number. It's the number I was using. When this whole thing was starting to go down, people were calling me wacko crazy. We could not have that. The emergency spillway is not in danger, I was being told. What are you saying, Paul? Stop saying those. You're making people afraid. This is one of the things I really like, what they say here. And again, obviously from the same sources I got when I made this pronouncement. Sending, quote, a 30-foot wall of water into the Feather River Valley. 30 feet is what I said. Huh. I guess Breitbart doesn't have it right either, huh? A week later. Of course, the government officials didn't like me saying that 30-foot wall of water was coming down. That's just the first part of it. And you've heard me say that all week. This is the first part, 30 feet at least. Sometimes as many as 60. And now we've seen statements coming from government officials that Oroville, if in fact there's a breaching, could ultimately be under 100 feet of water, the city. Look, guys, I got to tell you something. A little side story to all this. I was traveling in 1996, December 31st, traveling down the Feather River in a major rainstorm. In fact, it was so bad, the water was washing up on the roadway on Highway 70 in some parts, and I had to drive through flooded water with my daughter. And I got to tell you, it scared the heck out of me because I saw the force of water in that canyon, which is a big alpine canyon, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw the force there. It is unbelievable. It's something I've never seen before. It's epic in terms of the power and the force. I mean, you can talk about the Pacific Ocean. You can talk about waves and so on. But when you have water channeled up in sometimes 1,000 feet depth, and it's raging, gravity is pulling it down. It is unbelievable. The ground shakes around you. This is part of the problem that my fear for flooding, and by the way, the next day, January 1st, 1997, is now history because why that road was washed out. Yeah, it was washed out after I traveled down. I was probably thinking it was one of the last cars, but then it flooded. The flooding was all over the valley. This is not talking about that. This is talking about a breach of a dam in which you're going to have that fast, quick-moving water. Some estimates I'm finally hearing, I said up to 70 miles an hour in some places, depending on the lay of the land. Some people are saying, oh, no, Paul, it's only 50. Okay, it's only 50 miles an hour. So all of your little estimates, it's going to take 12 hours to get to Sacramento to have this surge. Do the math. It's not going to take 12 hours if you get a breach. The first breach, which would be the wall of the emergency dam or the emergency spillway, would be 30 feet at least, if not more. But then what happens when it erodes? You know, it's kind of interesting. The Auburn Ravine had a cofferdam, and this cofferdam had a very similar structure in terms of an emergency release spillway, and it gave way. We come back, we'll talk about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. I'm talking about the Oroville Dam situation now. Shasta Dam is coming up as an issue. It says here that further north, the state's largest reservoir, Lake Shasta, we're reading from a Joel Pollack article that came out, which he's substantiating a number of things that we said about a week ago about this dam situation. And I'm driving it home to those that are naysayers out there and say, we just don't report the right news. We report the news well in advance of it coming out. Maybe you're starting to figure that one out. Sometimes years in advance. Case in point, Fox News just about 3 months ago revealed that, oh yes, Benghazi was all about gun runnings and that we were running guns from Qatar into Benghazi. We, America, as well, as we know, as we explored back in October of 2012, that it was the United States supplying the weapons that were going into Syria and forming ISIS. Not, you know, just a minor little detail, but that was back in October 2012. And then just 3 months ago, Fox finally reported it. How many years did it take Fox to come out with that? And, of course, Putin found out because Agenda 21 Radio and Scott Bennett and others brought it to Putin's attention that ISIS was formed by the Obama administration. There's a lot of swamp draining that has to happen in Washington. So sometimes we're out in front by years. That's my point. Says Shasta is also close to capacity, reaching 95% and releasing maximum water outflows as the storm nears, according to the Sacramento Bee. Earlier this week, President Donald Trump granted a request by California Governor Jerry Brown to provide emergency federal aid to the state to assist with federal relief and evacuation costs. Now, my understanding, and I don't, you know, my understanding, some people are trying to persuade the government, federal government, to not give all the money at one time so that Jerry Brown has a big pot of federal money that he can, you know, misappropriate again. That would be nice to have that. I would encourage the federal government to, and listen, I'm not a big guy on, and listen, I've done and worked with federal grants in education. I know how this game is played. There's oversight, and they should adhere to the oversight very stringently with Jerry Brown because he's a man on a rampage with money. And that's exactly what's happened to the state. He has driven it into oblivion. $2 trillion in debt. That's California. I'd never get out of that one. That is the size and scope of what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. All of North State saturated. All the reservoirs are reaching maximum capacity. And the big question is, what are we going to do about it? We're going to stay true to the traditional sources of governmental PAP that we're hearing from them about how safe and unsecure things are? Or are we going to listen to our own instincts and research yourselves? You know, that's kind of the key thing. That's why Donald Trump won the presidency, because he had the alternative media on his side. He didn't need the mainstream media. Why do you think Donald Trump went to so much trouble in his press conference yesterday to malign, continue to malign fake news? The perpetrators of fake news come from the government, especially here in California. How much fake news is there out there? And they know it. They know they can play the mainstream media in California and divide people in California like never before. They've been doing this for years in California. And people have just started to figure it out and wake. I think this whole dam incident in Northern California is something that should be monitored by every Californian and everybody in the nation to see how quickly people are reacting to the truth now. There is a tidal wave a flood that's about to occur to Jerry Brown from the information overload that people are having, and people standing up and going, wait a minute, why are they censoring such things as taking these audio clips off of Facebook that we know we have them here on Agenda 21 Radio. It's not going to stop that from being played, those words being uttered by the National Guardsman as he approached a young lady in the Chico parking lot. That censorship is not going to fly. We got it, and we're going to play it. And we're going to play it ad nauseum. But that they're going to go to those kind of lengths to shut it down, to not cause panic. Hello? How about causing transparency so that we all can survive this? Or what are you trying to do? I mean, this is where it gets into conspiracy theories. If the government is not being transparent on this issue, what are they hiding and why? What's their motivation behind it? Now, I can take the conspiracy theory and go a little further. Jerry Brown doesn't like dams. Jerry Brown pays millions of dollars to see that dams are torn down. Jerry Brown supports rewilding of California. Jerry Brown supports stack and pack housing. Jerry Brown supports the United Nations. In fact, it was him. He traveled to, the beginning of the year in 2015. He went back to Paris. What was he doing there? Well, he was hanging out with all the Agenda 21 folks. Climate Accords, anybody? That's what Jerry Brown was up to. Now, if you're tied in with that bunch, you also want to depopulate the planet. Now, let's get deep here in Agenda 21 issues. Depopulation of the planet is a big issue that is called for in Agenda 21 radio, United Nations Agenda 21, which Jerry Brown supports. Now, let's think about that. There's 7 billion people approximately on the planet. And these folks would like to bring it down to about a billion because it's not sustainable. That number of population and human beings on the planet, because we do so much destruction with our big carbon footprints, that we are no longer sustainable, so we need to bring the population down. How are we going to do it? Euthanasia, anybody? This is what Jerry Brown supports. Now, I'm just a conspiracy theorist. I have a tinfoil hat on. Aren't you glad that I do? I can bring you these kind of things that Jerry Brown supports. He won't tell you that. But he's all in for the old gang over the environmentalist people. He's all in. His actions speak louder than words. It's just like President Barack Hussein Obama, who says he's not a Muslim. Yet his actions speak much louder than words now, don't they? So depopulation, rewilding, dam breaking, that's Jerry Brown. Now, why wouldn't somebody be suspicious of that and his motives? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110. Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, the man, time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all the news and information. Yeah, it's kind of growing out there. I think the discontent with Jerry Brown is starting to really become exacerbated. It's like everybody I talk to, it's kind of like, as I was saying in one segment, this is a figure of speech now, breaking out the torches and the pitchforks. See, that's what they used to do back in the day when a politician would go south on them. They'd break out the torches and the pitchforks, and then they'd do unseemly things to him. You know, and we speak in metaphors here. But, you know, tar and feathering people was back in the day where they'd pour tar all over someone who was a disgusting politician who was mismanaging money and so on and putting people's lives at risk. They would tar and feather, take hot tar and pour it out of the body, and then take chicken feathers, put feathers all over, and then run them out of town on a, quote, rail. That's what they used to do back in the day. Now, of course, I guess there's the new stream media that's doing that right now. See, it's a metaphor, right? Those pitches and those pitchforks and torches, tar and feathering in the rail. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul at a21r.com. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
American Exceptionalism News Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25 years...